Well, Dave, I kind of brush up on the code quite a bit. I don't really know why. There's a couple of guys in the club that's all they do is CW, and I can't keep up with them. They're 60 words a minute, in their head, and that amazes me how they do that. But I do try to keep code fresh in my mind. It took me so long to learn it, so long to get my general. I was studying for my extra. There's a class online that I've taken a couple of times, and I had some health issues, so I never really finished the class, but they repeat it, every 3 months, so I may take it again. The only advantage to having your extra is you can do 1x2 call. If you want a W8 MY call, you can have that with an extra class license. The added space, I don't know. I don't know if that's worth it, really. I think it's really more of the 1x2 call, AD8, AY, whatever you want your call to be. Seems to be the driving factor and the prestige. When you come in with an AD8 call, everybody knows you have your extra. I took the test. I missed four more than I could miss. Probably if I'd have taken it again, I might have been able to pass it, but I was discouraged and I didn't take it again. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll study up again. And it's not studying, it's memorization. You don't care. The whole extra class license, the whole extra class license test is based on you building your own transmitter, which you're never going to do. So everything they're teaching you doesn't really mean anything because you're never going to use it. You just have to memorize it to pass the test. So that alone makes it kind of discouraging. Why am I learning all this when I'm never ever going to use it? Because I'm going to buy all my radios from Japan. So it's kind of frustrating, but a lot of my friends are extras and they haven't changed their call sign, so I don't know. Got to be a reason why they did it. But I am going to try to get some sleep, Dave. It was fantastic talking to you, and I think I'm going to send you a QSL card just to say that you have one. They're not fancy. They're very basic, but I think you'd appreciate receiving one. I've had a great time talking to you. If you're out here late at night again, I'll give you a shout-out and see if you're out there. Great talking to you, and I had a good time tonight. Thank you. KF8FGS from WB8PPD. I'm going to say 7-3, and listen out, Dave.
W8CMN, repeater.
Well, yeah, good to have the QSO there. We burned up an hour. That was wonderful. I do appreciate you calling back. I'm sorry to hear that you're, struggling to sleep, God bless our doctors, and God is the great physician. I figure that God gave the doctors the knowledge. He allowed them to be able to learn that kind of stuff and the skills to do that. And with your upcoming surgery, the prayer would be that it would be quick and easy. From what I understand, those are typically a laparoscopy, where they just, you get, like my wife said, three little bullet holes in your abdomen. But we'll pray that you'll be doing well. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon. This is KF8FGS, and we're finding good signal.